Dude, it's so exciting that you're putting out this album, A-Rock, or as I like to say, you're putting out a rock.
Yeah, a rock album.
yeah, it's just a rock. No, I do like your grunge stuff sound that I want to get to in a second. But man, you've had so much success, not only just writing, but now that you're stepping back into the forefront of being an artist, which has got to be a little bit fun for you. Take you know, that crowd in every time you play. It feels like yesterday you were at Joe's playing. No. Yeah, you look so disappointed right now. Has it been really hard not performing?
It has, man. And you know, we finally kind of hit our stride as me and the band, and just every show we had was just awesome, and it just kind of came to a complete stop. It's a bummer, man. It really is. And but you know, there's a lot of silver linings. I've gotten to kind of get back to just being a songwriter, which is great. And if anything, it's really made me appreciate being on the road, and I won't ever take that for granted ever again, you know, because it can be taken away like that.
When you're writing these songs, A-Rock, you say you got back to a songwriter. How many of these songs were written like during quarantine? How many are from the before?
Let me see.
This whole timeline of this thing.
So Close was quarantine. Ain't a Bad Day was quarantine.
Was Give Heaven Some Hell quarantine?
No, that one was actually written about a year ago. Hate Your Hometown was quarantine. There were three or four on there were quarantine. They were some of the last ones that we cut.
So this is Give Heaven Some Hell. Hide your beer, hide your clear from the man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I get. Was that written about somebody? Did somebody close to you pass away?
You know, not specifically. I've had a few people, you know, in high school, you have friends that, you know, you have tragic accidents and stuff like that. But fortunately, it was not like, it's not about one particular person, but I definitely have been through certain situations to pull from, you know what I mean? But it's not technically about one specific person.
I was curious because it's weird how you write things in the past and they become so relevant with different situations. And right now, a lot of people have lost a lot of people.
Yeah,
and you put kind of this, inspirational spin on the fact that you're losing someone, but you're like, hey, you're up there doing your thing. Meet you there, and we'll get the party going again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it's crazy. I, my Instagram and YouTube comments and stuff, it's just story after story. It's a bit overwhelming. I read them all the time and respond to some, and it's just very overwhelming, but it's good to know that song is moving people, you know?
Yeah, I wish I had a ton of time because I would love to talk to you about the different styles of music, but, I mean, Boots, you put out that cool teaser with, was it Nirvana? What was it? It was Come As You Are or something like that originally, like back in April.
Yes.
And it was so hype, but that's such your grunge sound, and Boots is exactly that. It's just so good. It just makes you go.
Yeah. The stank face, dude.
Yeah. And you come from a lot of that too, where you have a country lifestyle. Were you ever nervous jumping into the country music world that it wasn't going to be as accepted, your style, who you are, your sound, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, I mean, songs like 4x4, which was on the very first thing I ever put out, was really dialed into that kind of sound, you know, even in the early stages of my artistry. And I was like, really, I was nervous. I was like, man, people could hate this because you have no idea. I mean, I feel like something like that hasn't really been done before, not at least in the modern era. So you have no idea how people are going to react.
Did you get advice from the guys like FGL? Those guys, I mean, ran into the same kind of thing, right? The sound. Did you get advice from anybody when it came to what people said about you as an artist and who you believe you are?
Just to be true, you know, especially my producer, Joey, was really big on that. Like, dude, just do you and don't do anything else.
Lock it out. Screw the people.
Yeah, I mean, don't try to fit in a box. Don't try to sound like Nashville. And that's something that I've done with my writing and something that we do in the recording. Like, we don't care. And we make it sound like how we want it to sound. And you know, thankfully, people are kind of gravitating towards it.
I know we only got a couple minutes here, but I want to have some fun because I play a game every day on the air, and it'd be fun to play with you on the air so we can help let people know, because A-Rock coming out on September 4th, right, for the big holiday weekend. So it'd be fun. So it's called Tell Me a Tale, and I play a tail end of a song. It's like the last note or two, and you tell me what song it is.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
These are all songs you wrote, though. So the pressure's on a little bit. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'll start with maybe something a little easy here.
Oh, yeah. God's Country.
God's Country. You got that one. Okay. Oh, I got bells too. Look at that. All right, here we go.
One Big Country Song.
There it is, Low Cash. You got it. I expect you to know your own songs, but sometimes you have many songs that you've heard, right?
Yeah, and I don't just like listen to them on repeat, right. You know?
Right, but I won't tell Lokesh you don't listen to it. Here, ready?
Some Girls.
Some Girls, there it is. Two more, ready?
Okay.
This is your boy. I shouldn't give it a hint.
More Than My Hometown.
Yeah. And the last one, I'm sure you'll get this one right away.
Hell Right.
That's right, man.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That one almost got me.
That was super fun. I'm excited for you. I know everyone here in Chicago, everyone was super jealous that I got to talk to you because everyone's like, that's my favorite person. And so we're excited for your album to come out. And I don't know how much time we have because I wanted to touch on one more thing before we go. I wanted to ask about Hate Your Hometown because as I look through the track listing, obviously I haven't heard it yet, but the title of the songs, Catch Me, you know, obviously Catch My Eye, Hate Your Hometown. You are somebody that has been proud of like your small town and your home. So what is that song about for me? I want to get the scoop on that.
It's actually about, to be really brief, Callie, my girlfriend, she's from San Diego, but she went to Ole Miss in Mississippi. And so when she graduated college, she was going to go back to San Diego to get her things and stuff before she moved to Nashville. And she was going to stay there for like a month. And I very selfishly thought, like, I hope when you go back that you hate it. Because I don't want you to kind of re-fall in love with San Diego, which is an amazing city, right. And want to stay there. And so, I mean, it's a really specific subject matter, but that's what the song is about. It's like, I know that you're homesick. I know you want to go back, but when you go back, I hope you hate it. I hope you don't recognize the streets. I hope your friends all suck. You know, like, it's just that kind of thing.
I love that, man. Well, we're excited for you. And hold on, I was told I have to get the screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's get the big screenshot here. Perfect.
Perfect, man.
Well, thanks for taking the time, man. We're excited for you. And songs sound great, obviously. You know we love you here in Chicago. And can't wait for you to come back whenever that may be.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. I love Chicago, man. I'm very partial to that. We always have a great show there. So I really appreciate it, man. I woke up in my boots this morning. Fell asleep.